And welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I'm your host, Short Nerdy Guy. What? You might be saying to yourself, but it's Monday. What are you doing recording on a Monday? Well, I'll say to you, it was a very busy 4th of July and then the week after 4th of July. Didn't really have time, but then had some time, but then forgot, passed out, and then woke up the next day and was like, oh, well, I forgot when to make it up. So, ta-da, I'm making it up all right now. So, all right, hope you all are doing well. Hope you all had, if you live in the States and you celebrate 4th of July, hope you all had a great 4th of July. If you don't, still hope you had a great past weekend, and hope you have a okay week that is going to start. Just get that yawn out the way. So not only will you get this episode, but then this Friday there'll be another episode. So two episodes within the same week? Holy crap. I'm going to tell you right now that the if you haven't seen the Black Widow movie, go and do so when you can, 'cause it was pretty good. It was a more of a Jason Bourne spy movie than a typical Marvel movie. It sucks though that they waited this long to release it because this movie is supposed to take place between Civil War and Infinity War. So there's a lot of stuff in there that leads up to that, and then the end title and the ending credit scene is in after Endgame. And there's some stuff in that is gonna blow your socks off. It was great though. So, of course, another yawn. Space Jam, New Legacy is this weekend. If you are wanting to get an authentic jersey, those go on sale on Thursday. Thursday night, Friday morning. So when the movie comes out, I believe that's when the jerseys will come out. Because I've been looking. I thought the jerseys would come out this past Friday because that would make sense if you to get a jersey before the movie comes out. But one of my friends was like, well, what if the movie sucks? Then, people might return their jerseys and stuff. Understandable, but I'm also remembering that this movie is not for us, really. It's more for kids. So, we have to keep in mind that this Space Jam is mainly for kids. It's mainly for kids, for this generation's kids. But also at the same time, it is also kind of for us as well. So, but just remember, it's also, it's mainly aimed towards kids. Just gonna say that right there. But, yeah. If you go into Nike.com, they have a whole section for it. There's some good stuff. I believe each day they're just showing new stuff. So, we got Goon Squad, jerseys, and then we got the Toon Squad jerseys. Kids jerseys $80. Kids Goon Squad jerseys $80. There's a Letterman jacket that's $200. Adult size is 120 for jersey and shorts. It's the same the bomber jacket. Sorry, bomber jacket for kids is 120. A Just Do It t-shirt that has Bugs Bunny on it, 35. And then a lot of new shoes. There's some Chucks, some special Chucks that's got like a fabric cloth type of patch on one side, and then you got Lola and Daffy Duck on the other side. We got some baby blue and white with a Lola Bunny detachable patch for Air Force Ones. We got a Lola Bunny t-shirt. We got a LeBron. Let's see. We got a LeBron 18 Lowe's Space Jam editions. Oh, hello. Yeah, and then those. Yeah, so shoes. We got some shoes. We got some jerseys. We got some Chucks. We got some t-shirts. So be on the lookout for this coming weekend, Friday, and I believe they will go on sale. So now and then, let's talk about Beast Wars. The Beast Wars and the War for Cybertron Netflix show, I believe, is going to be released in coming months. The trailer just dropped where it shows the Autobots and the Decepticons crashing onto Earth and meeting the Transformers from Earth, the Beast Wars Transformers, which is Optimus and Rhinox and Rattrap and Cheetor and a whole slew of other characters are going to be in this upcoming season. I can't wait because I'm a very big fan of the Beast Wars. I've tried watching it now in the 3D graphics on it. It holds up a little bit, but it's a little bad. It's a little bad, but still holds up a little bit. So I'm excited. Let's see here. Sadly, Richard Donner passed away on the 5th of July. The man will be remembered. He was a great director. His Superman cut was fantastic. And yeah, it's a sad day, but let's see here. There's some weird things going on. So the He-Man toys. So if you go to Target, you can see the big Skeletor action figure that has the power sword, and he's like big buff like Skeletor. You can buy that at Target right now, but for some reason, the regular like He-Man, and this is for Revelations, the regular He-Man, Skeletor, Evil-Lyn, and Mothman are still on pre-order. So, and it says they're still in pre-order and they're not coming out until September. But why am I able to get the big Skeletor, the He Skull, He Skeletor now and the rest later? That does not make sense. Also, I was able to find at Target the Death Metal Superman and the Death Metal Batman. But then if you go on to like Big Bag Toy Store or Amazon or something like that, those are still for pre-order. So I don't know if Target is like bringing out toys early, but yeah, I don't know. If you're able to grab, if you're a toy collector and you're able to grab the Death Metal Superman, Death Metal Batman, do so. Because I imagine that those will go fast once there's an actual release date, I guess. I don't know. But they're pretty dope action figures. I'm gonna tell you right now. I enjoy them and they sit on my shelf and they are pretty dope. Let's see here. Since the Marvel's What If trailer dropped, there is a slew of Marvel toys. Just up, showing up for pre-orders and stuff like that, like Lego sets, Funko Pops, small action figures. I think they'll probably do Marvel Legends this coming Friday. They'll probably talk about those. But, you know, be on the lookout. And that comes out on August 11th. So we have last episode of Loki in 2 days. And then we'll have maybe 2 weeks with no Marvel. And then we'll have What If. I think we're okay. Also, it's a little weird. Another thing that's a little weird is that season three of Titans is going to be premiering on HBO Max on August. I believe August 13th or something like that. But yet, tonight, you could start watching the first season of Titans on TNT. Now, is that because not a lot of people, the DC Universe or the DC All Access app didn't really take off like they thought it would? And so they just now are throwing that, they made a deal with TNT so more mainstream people can watch it. Maybe. I mean, that's a smart business move. But at the same time, like, season three is about to air. So shouldn't you have, like, released that at the beginning of the year? So people can get, like, caught up with one and two and then be ready for three? Who knows? All I know is I'm ready for three. I want to see how they do Jason Todd, Red Hood, in this. Is he going to be in the whole series, or is he just going to be in an episode? How are they going to tell Jason Todd's story for him to become Red Hood? Are we going to see other DC cameos? Are we going to see another Superboy? Are we going to see Tim Drake is going to be in this? So we're getting another Robin. So we got Nightwing, and now we got Tim Drake, and then we have Jason Todd as Red Hood. So it's going to be, I'm curious to see how this works. Then let's head over to the Wrestling A Corner. A dang ting. This is a while back, but some WWE writers came to Roman and said, hey, what if we brought the Shield back? And Roman Reigns shut that down immediately. He was like, shut it down. We're not doing that. Nope. So that's great. We don't need another Shield reunion because that would only mean that it's Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. John Moxley's over at AEW. So that's not going to happen. Speaking of which, John Moxley is now bald. He shaved all of his hair off. I believe he did that after he did some co-hosting on Oral Sessions because Renee was having her baby, and now, you know, the baby is in the world, and this coming Wednesday, John Moxley is going to defend his New Japan U.S. title against Machine Gun Kelly, which is going to be amazing because not only the last week's Dynamite show Malakai Black, Aleister Black, there was just a buttload of great things that happened that night. Speaking of Malakai Black, man found a loophole. And so the story goes, and I'm sure if you've not already read or heard, Aleister Black, was his profile and his contract were never brought up from NXT. So NXT has a 30-day non-compete clause, not a 90-day. So the 30 days was up when he made the vignettes about Malakai Black by himself, and that if you've seen those vignettes, that meant that he was free and he signed with AEW. Hopefully we'll get to see what happens if he shows up again. He's starting a feud with Cody Rhodes, which is fantastic. There's fantastic matches this week on Dynamite in Austin, Texas. There's a coffin match. There is the Brian Cage's titles up for grabs. Maybe Adam Page and Kenny Omega will go after each other again. It's going to be great. Chelsea Green is heading over to Ring of Honor. I believe her non-compete clause is over, and she made a little speech at a like a wrestling women's championship celebration or something like that. But it was for Ring of Honor, and yeah. So she's gonna supposedly wrestle for Ring of Honor, which is fantastic. I'm very happy for her. Also, Tyler Breeze is still the left-right champion. So that's hilarious. He lost the original up-up-down title, which then they turned. They kept that title, and they did a Nintendo 64 No Mercy left-right title defending matches, and Tyler Breeze made it all the way to the finals against AJ, Ricochet, Adam Cole, and him. And turns out he won. So he is still your left-right champion. So, WitcherCon was on Saturday. And for a minute there, I couldn't find it anywhere. I didn't know where it was starting. And then as I was looking it up, it's like, oh, you can watch WitcherCon on Netflix or on CD Projekt Red's YouTube channel. And by the time I found it, they were already halfway through. So they debuted the second season's trailer. They also debuted a trailer for a dope-ass anime. Now I got the hiccups. Hang on. All I say is, do not mix spicy Mexican food with Fritos honey barbecue twisted chips. Don't do that. That just makes it hotter. It makes it very good, but it also makes it hotter, and then your body won't like you afterwards. But like I said, there's an anime coming out which looks really good, and I'm excited for. The anime comes out August 11th. Season 2 of The Witcher comes out in December 11th. There is what else was there? Oh, apparently Netflix has a store where you can buy the show Witcher merchandise, or a sweet like anime Witcher statue that has his hair, his long white hair flowing in the wind, and his red eyes, and he's standing on top of a monster. It looks pretty cool, but yeah. So the first part of WitcherCon got through the important parts that I think everyone went to look for, and then it just started talking about the video game Witcher 3. So, anyways. All right, well, that will be it. I thank you for listening. One more thing. Sorry. Zachary Levi is going to be playing Rams quarterback. What was it? Kurt Young, in a heartwarming, uplifting, inspiring movie. It looks great, and look out for it. All right, now I thank you for listening. I hope you all have a great, an okay or good rest of the week. Hang in there. If it's going to be a tough week for you, all I can say is, hang in there. Try to make the best of it. Know that there are people out there you can reach out to if you're having a rough week. And know that you're not alone. We are all here for you. And for everyone else, I hope you have a good week ahead of you. And let's look forward to the weekend. All right. I thank you for listening, and have a great night.